6 o'clock off a night shift a few weeks ago, confronted with a very, very, very ill 1-year-old and very distressed parents. And the child had a syndrome I'd never heard of. I was tired. It was 6 o'clock in the morning at the end of a night shift. The parents, as we walked in, you could see the child was very flat and very close to a potential cardiac arrest, and it needed 2 drugs immediately to save its life. Now, one of the drugs I was fine with because it's one we're familiar with and we give it routinely, so I was fine with that one. The other drug was not familiar with. It's a new drug introduced to the ambulance service. We weren't at that point licensed to give it to children that young, but we could under directorship from our clinical director via the telephone, and we have an emergency number for the clinical director. So it was need to get help, need to get it quick, need to get this drug in. The line's engaged, he's talking to somebody else. So yeah, right, okay, fine. Can't get through to the one person who's going to save me and subsequently save this child, and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. They're all there, you know, there's one line, one clinical director for the trust, and he's talking to somebody else. So the decision was made, the child gets the drug. And read the literature which came with the emergency pack, which the parents had been sent home with. In an emergency, your child must be given this dosage of this drug. And it gave the drug route, whether it be intravenous or intramuscular. And, you know, it just needs to go in. And they didn't have the confidence to give it, and so thrust the child with this drug pack at me, you know, the crew, as we walk in the door at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I guess that, over 21 years, was probably one of the most stressful, because I was like, you know, I can't get this wrong, because there's the child's life at risk here. Ultimately, especially if you look further down the line, there would be my registration, career, job, house, and everything else that goes with that. But that's further down the line. At the moment, it was trying to deal with the life of that child. And so gave the drug, and the child made a good recovery, as we thought they would. It was just, I was outside my comfort zone. And even after 21 years, you don't often get caught outside your comfort zone. But when you do, it's a wake-up call to actually, you realise then how little you know. After 21 years, you really know so little about so much.
I think my first one was the very first time I thrombolized somebody who was having a heart attack. And I was one of the first within Cambridgeshire to carry out the treatment. And having got everything ready and prepared the patient and spoke to one of the clinical directors, who then turned to me and said, okay, what dosage are you going to give this patient? And I'd been on leave for just over 3 weeks. And it was my first shift back, and it was 8:30 in the morning. And I was aware that very few people had carried out the procedure. And having been on leave, it sometimes takes a while for you to get back into the swing of work again. And I had to say, at the moment, I don't know, I'm going to have to ring you back, because I need to look up at this now. And just, I needed to get the weight of the patient and the amount of the drug that we were going to give, followed by the backup drug that needed to be given. And on top of that, the patient also needed other medication to increase his heart rate. And having had that break away from work, it was quite challenging.